you're doing okay down there.
And this weather plus these several environmental factors, I may end up in the hospital in the next day or two.
Okay.
You know, it's pretty much, you know, that and amount of asthma inhalers, I've been having trouble breathing all day. It's either a combination of weather or some other environmental thing. This place could be a whole lot cleaner, for one thing.
Take care of yourself. That's for sure.
Look forward to it, but death doesn't bother me. I don't think I have more than another 2 or 3 years left anyway.
Say that.
I don't know. I'm run down. Can't eat, can't sleep, can't really breathe, don't have any energy, can't get out of bed. You know, the whole cluster of symptoms.
Hear that, but I hope you can find some way to do something about some of those things.
It really is just clinical depression. And I should probably be on the maximum dose of every antidepressant. You know, then again, I've gone down that road before, and I've seen what that could do.
I hate that, but I don't know anything about none of that stuff, and thankfully I don't. That's the one thing I've not heard anything good about those antidepressants.
I was on them not long before she died, and they basically turned her into a zombie. I mean, she was almost practically walking into the walls. She had this vacant stare in the eye, in her eyes, like, you know, I don't know. There was, like, you look at the person and the, whoever it is, they're not there anymore. But, you know, the antidepressants we have nowadays are probably a lot better.
I think so, but, like I said, I've not heard much good about any of it. But, I mean, it's obviously it does work for some people.
Well, you know, there's things to watch out for. Antidepressants and also other things that they give for things like chronic insomnia. I don't know if you've ever heard of Ambien. If you ever suffer from insomnia, that's the very, 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 very last thing you should ever take. Because that causes what's basically daytime sleepwalking in some people. And that's generally not a good thing.
I have too much of that to worry about.
Wealthy, then.
For now, the only thing I really got any concern about is I got a bum knee that I need to get fixed. And as far as I know, that's the extent of my health issues. Thankfully, and I'm still young. I'll be 48 this year. I guess you consider that young. But I've always worked hard all my life, so I'm surprised I'm not more broke down.
Maybe that's the reason you're not more broke down. I was an office worker, a desk jockey for, you know, 20-some-odd years. And I think that busts you up worse than if your job was, you know, rolling boulders up a hill. Because lack of use of your joints and muscles and generally not being in shape, you know, puts you in far worse shape later on. So if it's just the bum knee, you're probably lucky.
What I'm thinking, but over the last 8 years, I'm not near as active as I used to be. Since I started the tool truck route, I've noticed I have put on some weight, and I've got to try to find some way to get it off and get back into shape. I can't do it. I feel myself dragging down because of that, just that little bit compared to what I used to be.
You're the one with the Mac or Snap-on or one of those tool vendors. Well, mostly what that is a lot of driving, but I imagine it's also quite a bit of physical labor as well.
Some days it can be. I do a lot of walking in and out of shops, up and down the steps into the truck, and that's what's messed my knee up, is that in and out of the truck on the steps. I would say that's what finished it off. But the 20 years prior to that, up and down on the concrete and jumping around on trucks and, you know, being a mechanic on heavy equipment, or not heavy equipment, but bigger trucks, so that just hadn't done me any favors on my knees and joints.
Joints, like inflamed knees and joints. You know what sometimes works? It's, I don't know, it's not really, there's actually something called, there's an industrial solvent, believe it or not, dimethyl sulfoxide, DMSO. In its purified form, you put it on your joints and muscles and it soaks in and it relieves inflammation. And it was discovered almost by accident that auto mechanics a lot of times didn't get arthritis as bad because they're exposed to similar solvents. You know, things like a WD-40.
Arthritis, I've got a knee that's bone on bone. That's what's wrong with it. There's no cartilage in it anymore.
It wore away, I guess, from decades of being ground to death. Yeah, that might be a different problem. That's in your knees or in your spine, or where is that?
Knee. But I need to go get it taken care of before it starts affecting other joints from favoring it.
Because you're shifting your weight around to avoid it, and you're putting your weight elsewhere, and eventually that causes misalignments elsewhere. Okay, yeah, I got it. I understand that now.
Well, Glenn, I am pulling into the driveway, so you take care of yourself, and try to get up and move around there a little bit, and go get you some asthma inhalers and get that taken care of. That way you're not just laying there and wallowing in it anyway.
Try to do that. It's not been a good past couple of weeks. I wake up in pain, generally all over, and spend most of the day that way. I don't know if it's CFS, MS, fibromyalgia, it's something in that category. But, you know, there's good days and bad. Anyway, I'll let you go. I don't mean to be a downer here anyway. This should be the radio should be a happy place, yes?
For HGX, it should be a happy place, but at the same time, we ought to be able to bring our problems when we need help and somebody to talk to and some encouragement at the same time. So, you take care of yourself. I don't know. I've tried to encourage you anytime I can. So, if you ever need somebody to talk to, just give me a shout. I'm generally around somewhere. But it's good to talk to you, Glenn. And like I say, go take care of yourself. And just move around a little bit more. That might help them joints get lubed up. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear. 73.
KX, KD2BNG. All right. 73s. I'll let you go. I'll talk to you later.
KN4DYW.
YW, KD2BNG, how you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I didn't want to interrupt you two. I come in at the end of you talking about antidepressants. Are you having a problem with that?
Problem with them because I'm not taking them. Should I be? I don't know. And, you know, they're generally, in some cases, have side effects you might want to avoid anyway. But, you know, whether I need them or not, I don't know.
Well, if you haven't been on them yet, my information won't help much. I've been on every one on the market and, bet suffered depression my whole life. And the only thing I found that helped was, ECT, basically electroshock. I had to quit that after a month or so because of migraines from something else, but I'm looking forward to starting again.
Convulsive therapy, seriously. That's usually indicated for rather severe depression that doesn't respond to anything else. You know, like, I've literally tried the max dose of every antidepressant there is. Sorry to hear if your depression's gotten that bad.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. Like I say, I tried everything out there, and the VA got me into a clinic in Greenville that was doing that, and it, I say, I only did it for about a month, and it was really helping, and I can't wait to get back to it. By the way, my name's Pat. I think I heard you're Glenn.
I usually hang out on this repeater generally. Electroconvulsive therapy is like the nuclear option for depression. Now, what I've also heard is in low doses, hallucinogens, psilocybin or related compounds can have been used to great effect with depression. You know, severe clinical depression like mine, it doesn't really want to go away. Although, again, I haven't really been on a regimen of antidepressants, at least not in any controlled way, so I couldn't really tell you.
Yeah, like I say, it may be a nuclear option, but it helped me a good bit. Delta 8 helped for a while, but it didn't really last for my depression. I still use it for pain, but yeah, it didn't do too well for depression.
I'm in New York, and I knew where to get some good smoke. Believe it or not, that helps quite a lot. It actually did help pain as well. See, I think the pain I have a lot of times might be psychogenic. You know, it might be, psychosomatic. Get rid of the depression and the pain might go away. Although I suspect there's some underlying cause like chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia or... I've mostly discounted the MS, because the MS would have gotten a lot worse by now. But there is, I think, some underlying problem there, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely anything that causes pain long-term is going to affect your mental health. Unfortunately, I got them both. I've had several back surgeries and need a shoulder surgery, so I'm just kind of a mess.
Taking narcotics, you know, opiate-based pain killers, that sort of thing. And the reason I don't like it, strangely enough, is they work too well. When you've been in chronic pain for some time, and suddenly you take something that completely relieves your pain, oh, wow, I didn't realize all these years how much pain I've been in. You know, but then a few hours later, reality sets in. So... that's part of my strange aversion to opioids, is in a way they work too well.
I can understand that. I had some problems with it when I started, you know, wanting to feel that good all the time, but I've been on them so long now that there is no high or anything, and my pain's at a point I couldn't survive without them.
I have a bit to talk about. Yeah, you know, people who are not in chronic pain don't, you know, it seems in the last decade or so, it's like open season on pain management doctors. They've basically been driven out of the practice. You know, there are people who are legitimately in pain, like my fiancé. Rest in peace, Deborah. She, I still have a couple of her morphine pills. These 30-milligram time-release morphine. Now, if you're on morphine, you're in serious pain. And I had one other thing that was good. I had like 20 or so, or 24 methadone, which I, let's just say I acquired somehow. But, you know... on those days when the muscle pains and headaches and whatever got beyond the reach of over-the-counter stuff, hey, methadone's good. I would take a half of a 10-milligram methadone and sometimes break that half in half. And for those times when there was no other solution, after 2 years, I still had most of the morphine pills or the methadone pills. So I guess that means what? I'm not a drug addict. So I'm the type who could probably take these things.
Well, I've never understood why they don't prescribe methadone for pain. They say it works well, but you can only get it for coming off of opioids. So you would think that would be a preferred treatment.
The stuff for coming off of heroin or other opioids is in a liquid form. And you got to queue up at the clinic in order to get your dose. And you got to consume that dose right then and there. No, methadone exists as little tablets, 5, 10, 20 milligrams, and it is prescribed for chronic pain. I don't know where I got these. Some veteran in Newark who had, I had a drive to downtown Newark, but let's not worry about where I got them. But they work very well for pain that, most other things. What is it I always say? Methadone doesn't reduce pain, it eliminates it. But it works very, very, very well. It doesn't usually give you, it doesn't give you narcotic brain. You can't function because your brain is in a fog. And I just wish I had the rest of those pills.
KN4DYW. Yeah, I didn't realize it that they made them that way, and I didn't realize you got it in a liquid at the clinics. Luckily, I've never had an addiction problem, but I'm currently on a drug called Prolate. It's an oxycodone base that's supposed to be very hard to overuse, I guess you would say. Like I say, I've been on so long that I don't get a high from any opioid, so.
YWKD2BNG. As I said, I had 30 of them. I gave away 6 of them, which, never give away medicine. But let's see. I had 24 of them, and 2 or 3 years later, I think I still had 17 or 18 of them. So, I'm a drug addict? No, not likely. Otherwise, it would have been gone in a month or two. As I said, the 10 milligram ones I would break in half, and sometimes break the halves in half. So, I didn't need much. And only in those days when the joint muscle pain, or actually sometimes I would get a really, really bad headache that nothing else really responds to. Not a migraine headache, because those are... But, when you need it, it's good. Other than that, I don't really take painkillers for anything.
Sounds good. Listen, I was on my way to bed and just playing with Echo Link. I'm trying to get back into the radio. I haven't had a transmission in a couple of years. But it was good to talk to you, and hopefully I'll run into you again.
Problem. There's a 9 p.m. net coming up in half an hour. Every 9 o'clock since the beginning of time, but we'll talk to you later. Katie's 2 to BNG 73s, and, hope you feel better, and we all feel better.
Again, it's good to talk to you, and hope to see you again. 73, KN4 DYW clear.